By my calculations, you should be coming around by now. You might feel a slight headache. Don't worry about that. The stuff I slipped into your water won't damage your brain permanently. Oh, and the pads covering your nipples are for some other purposes. One of them is to make sure that you go along with my instructions. I take it you don't want to experience that again? Excellent. Then I shall need all the passwords to access your bank account. Are you getting uncertain about whether you'd like to be shocked again? Good. I'm glad you can cooperate with me. Don't worry about your phone. I already hacked it. And there's the password. And the transaction. And that's it. All your savings are now mine. Not a lot of money, to be honest, but it will be enough for what I've planned. Plus, it will compensate a bit for what you've done to me in the past. Now, if I may. Oh, I guess those additional shocks are a surprise for you. No, they have nothing to do with your compliance. In fact, I don't want anything else from you. I just thought it might be a good idea to start our session by punishing you for your stupidity before we move on through the rest of my list. I like that reaction. Yes, please scream as much as you want. My basement is soundproof. Oh, and try to kick and flail as well. Good. Not creative, not original, but a good sign, nonetheless. I think we're going to work well with one another. You see, unlike you, I am a caring and empathetic individual who can see the struggles of people who are completely invisible to someone like you. That's why I will lower the voltage to something bearable, just as long as you keep listening to me without interruptions. That's it. To be honest, this fear that you're displaying right now is completely irrational. After all, you're only experiencing a sliver of, say, the pain of childbirth. So you should be fine. Now please be quiet and listen while I get some more work done. You see, I've been eyeing you for a while now. Even though I doubt a moid with such disgusting displays of lookism has ever noticed me, regardless of my attempts at getting your attention, it all started with the self-help. Ah, yes, I remember it like it was yesterday. They told me that all I needed to get over my loneliness was to become my best self and that regular exercise would get me the body I wanted. That's how I met you. Well, I didn't meet you. I saw you. You never saw me. At first, I was sure the reason was me being too fat. You know, since I never saw you hit on any girl with a BMI above 20, unless she had a round enough ass and some real big boobs. We'll get to the boobs. Anyway, I figured that's what made the difference to you. So I started losing my extra weight, 1 pound at a time, one excruciating shift after another, at the same elliptical, in the same corner, waiting for you to notice me someday. Until I finally had lost enough weight to reach your apparent threshold of acceptance. All of that, just for you. And what was the thanks I got? Exactly. To continue to be ignored completely. I wasn't even a Becky in your eyes. Not even worthy of a Brad. I'd already come to understand how much falsehood was in that hope that I got earlier in life. But I spent entire nights desperately reading about bullshit like determinants of interpersonal attraction. But it was you continuing to not even see me that made me finally realize that moids don't give a fuck about how much a girl manages to look max. Unless my body would go against its own nature and magically develop 34, 24, 35 breast, waist, hip measurements, I would forever get ignored in favor of some mog. You can try to deny it all you want, but I know exactly how you look at women. It's all about Stacy. And don't worry, we will get to the boobs specifically. Enjoy the silence while it lasts. Like I said, whatever you want to compare this to, you know nothing about pain. Trust me. Eventually, I stopped caring about the self-help and found my way to the incels online. I have to admit, they gave me some insights into how entitled moids can be and how any female below a 4 was still unfuckable even to them. It was the femcels that made me fully realize that, though. Men who talk the talk about coping or roping could choose to be with a 3, or to just go to some hooker and pay her to act like she enjoys getting raped. But they still want Stacy. Nothing else is good enough. For us women who are ugly, it's over. And the more days that I kept getting ignored by you at the gym, the more my convictions grew. I guess, in a way, I can, at least, thank you for helping me to finally swallow the pink pill. It's just that the fun cells, they were weak. In fact, they were pathetic. Tell me, what's the point of realizing the truth about the world when all you want to do about it is to post sappy shit online about how to deal with being starved for human touch? I know one thing that no one should do, and that's to spend your time whining about shit like that without any sort of plan. So, when I made my way to the pink pill feminists, I thought at least they would be more practical. You know what they do all day? Fucking argue with brainless dudes about whether misandry is real or act stupid enough to give a damn about J.K. Rowling. I mean, for fuck's sake. Plus, they have no goddamn sense of humor. One little Pepe Frog and they lose their shit like I've committed actual genocide. Which can have its benefits in some cases, but whatever, fuck. Sorry for my vulgarities. Ultimately, I don't care about Andrea Dworkin or the erotization of women's sexual subordination to men. I mean, she's right, obviously, but I have more important priorities. I care about me getting to experience happiness, and no amount of intellectual pseudo-fulfillment will help me with that. So, Can you guess where I went next? Hey, are you paying attention? Hey, shithead! See this little bone saw right here? Yeah, that gets you looking at me, right? Doesn't the rustiness of it make it look so fun? I bet it could. Cut right through your jeans in no time, huh? Don't worry. For now, I'll let you keep the boxers. And that gorgeous panic in your eyes. Such a treat. Oh, why are you hard? I put some potency-increasing stuff in the water, too. A lot, actually. I'll just let you feel this metal against your little neck while I go on with my story. I must say, your exposed flesh looks enticing. You see, I don't despise killing people. Not per se. I just have some concerns about doing it without a purpose. And the incel killers lacked exactly that. I have no interest in acts of despair that will only make me die from this world and perhaps gain some notoriety among idiots on some thread on 4chan 5 years down the road. I have a specific problem which needs a solid solution. Simple as that. What I did learn from reading their manifestos was that if you want to make a real change in your life, you need a better plan than any of them had. So I started working. Just like I've been doing with the elliptical. I made this basement soundproof. I learned how to cook up the right recipe to make your lights go out just at the right time after your workout shift. I practiced how to discreetly slip it into your water bottle when you weren't looking, which was the easiest part. And while awaiting the proper moment to strike, I practiced my carpentry skills. For what? Oh, you'll see. Getting you here was surprisingly easy. You really should consider taking a different route home late at night. One with more potential witnesses. Or, well, you should have considered it. It's a bit late now. Also, maybe don't accept to let any stranger invite you to sleep off your dizziness on her couch. But I guess thinking like that comes with the privilege of being annoyed, though. Never thinking that you need to take precautions because the world seemingly belongs to you. Thank you for being a dumbass. Ah, what do I intend to do with you now? I thought you'd never ask. No, as tempting as your neck is, I'm not going to use my saw on that. I do think it's time for these boxers to finally come off. Look at that thing. Standing up for queen and country like it knows nothing more than being pampered and pleased. Doesn't this piece of metal feel so unfamiliar to it? Or what about your exposed, wrinkly little balls? Could you even imagine a better symbol of male fragility? Freud was obviously an overpaid pervert who stole from the women unlucky enough to be subjected to his brainwashing. But don't you think he had some interesting ideas about castration anxiety? You know, you really should groom them better. Let me take care of some of that unsightly hair. Hold still. My tugging will hurt more if you don't. That's a good boy. As long as you don't twitch while I suck you off, your precious manly jewels will be fine. For now. Ready? You don't like being challenged, do you? You think the whole world exists to cater to your needs without ever asking you to reciprocate anything, don't you? Hey! I'm talking to you, shithead. Show a sliver of appreciation while I suck you off for fuck's sake. Is this what you wanted, huh? To see me finally snap? Maybe you want me to actually hurt your balls when I do this. How about I push the side of the saw into them a little bit? I love that look of fear in your eyes. It's like the first time you've not gotten exactly what you've demanded. And your little self-proclaimed alpha brain can't even process it. Can it? I bet you're used to any girl you want letting you abuse and rape her face just like in the porn you jerk off to, huh? I bet you actively searched the video sites for girls who didn't even consent to shit when you want to rub one out, huh? Does that get you hard? You know what? I'm done with this bullshit. Let me take my shirt off for you. Yes, you've noticed I'm wearing no bra. Good job, genius. Remember how I told you that we get to the boobs? Yeah, exactly. Suck on them. Do as I say. So, what do you think now, huh? Are they worth staring at this time? Worth having in your face? Or are you still comparing them to the mogs you eyeballed when you were at the gym? Answer me, or I'll cut out your fucking tongue. Again, excuse my language. See, when you answer me like that, I'm thinking, but it only proves how capable you are of lying convincingly. Your answers bore me. I need pain, vengeance, retribution. I feel it through your lips. Sucking my nipples like that. Agony and payback. Oh, let me put this disgusting thing inside me now. If you make me come, I might not leave you with the shock treatment on while I go out to do some errands later. Deal? I like bone saws. There are so many creative things that you can do with them, aren't there? You can leave little marks. Use the backside to give cold sensations. Make the goosebumps reach down to your victim's toes. And this handle looks long enough to force down your throat. You've never struggled with sensations like that, huh, have you? I bet you'd cry desperately if you had to take so much as a COVID test. You'd vomit from a few seconds of getting deep-throated for real. I can tell by the way you look at me. Oh, don't worry, I'm gonna make you learn eventually. Just as long as it produces pain and discomfort for you. For now, just keep getting shocked while I come on your cock. I love the sound of those shocks. Music to my ears. Good job. What? Oh, you thought I was gonna let you come? Ever again? For the rest of your life? Don't kid yourself, Moid. I know your future so much better than you do now. And to start with, I will make you experience such isolation and lack of human contact that you will wake up from crying yourself to sleep just wishing that you at least had the power to end it all. And when that feeling settles in, I will force nutrition into your body just to keep it going. In a worst-case scenario, I've got an IV drip upstairs. Although I must admit, I do hate needles. They're so uncivilized. Oh, what will I do with the money? I'll use it to plastic Max. Not that it's any of your business. You see, I will return here as a perfect 10, with immaculate skin, proportions, and measurements. And you will forever have to stare at my new perfect tits without ever getting release again. Oh, my little carpentry project. Yeah, it's a torture device. Ever heard of a Spanish donkey? It's not quite done yet, but you and your manly jewels will get acquainted with it in no time. While I am upstairs, fucking chads. I may even connect a microphone to the speakers here, just to make you take my pleasure in while you suffer. Well, I'd love to stay and chat some more, but unfortunately, I have some clinics to visit. Thanks for helping me scratch my virginity off my to-do list. Enjoy solitary confinement.